David Price's major league career has already spanned 10 years. It includes a Cy Young Award and a trip to the World Series. But in all that time, he had never won a start in the playoffs. Well, in finally checking that box off his to-do list last night in Houston, he's also led the Boston Red Sox into the World Series. On paper, this did not look like the game for Price to get his first postseason W. He was pitching on just 3 days' rest due to a stomach ailment that weakened Red Sox ace Chris Sale, who would otherwise have taken the hill, and he was facing a fully rested former Cy Young Award winner and American League MVP and Houston ace Justin Verlander, who had already beaten the Red Sox in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. But Price was in total control, pinpointing his fastball on the corners and mixing in changeups that had Astros hitters flailing and frustrated for a full six innings in which the lefty yielded just three hits and no runs while striking out nine. He was staked to a slim 1-0 lead in the third inning on a mammoth home run to left field by J.D. Martinez, who had not gone yard since Game 1 of the American League Division Series against the Yankees, and Price had little margin for error as the Houston faithful in Minute Maid Park tried to will their team to just that one swing that would tie up the game. He was given a bit more wiggle room in the sixth when 21-year-old Rafael Devers came up with two on, following a double by Mitch Moreland and a single by Ian Kinsler, and took a high Verlander fastball to the opposite field, a high arcing shot that would have scraped the Green Monster in Fenway Park, been an out in many other ballparks, but in the quirky Houston home field, it landed for a home run in the Crawford boxes that jut out from left field. With the Sox now leading 4-0, it was up to first-year manager Alex Cora to start making the right moves, and he's been excelling in doing so throughout this postseason. He ended Price's night in the seventh in favor of Matt Barnes, who woke up the home crowd a bit by giving up a solo home run to Marwin Gonzalez. And so with two outs, Cora turned to his starting rotation, bringing on Game 3 winner Nathan Eovaldi to get the final out of the seventh and three more in the eighth, which he did in fine fashion, throwing several fastballs by Houston hitters that hit triple digits on the radar gun. And even though he had pitched two innings the previous night and continued his penchant this postseason for walking batters and creating palpitations throughout Red Sox Nation, Cora again turned to Craig Kimbrell to close the game and deliver a pennant, and this time, well, still not perfect, Kimbrell got the job done. He allowed one walk but struck out two before getting the final out of the game on a long fly ball deep to left center that was tracked down, appropriately so, by Andrew Benintendi, whose diving grab of a sinking line drive with the bases loaded bailed Kimbrell out the night prior in Game 4. So for the second series in a row, the Red Sox celebrated on their opponent's home field. Jackie Bradley Jr. was named the series MVP, and why not, having driven in 9 runs, including a grand slam in Game 3 and a go-ahead eventual game-winning 2-run homer in Game 4. And it's worth noting what this Red Sox team has accomplished thus far, winning every road game they've played in these playoffs, starting with 2 wins in the hostile territory of Yankee Stadium, then taking 3 straight from the defending World Series champs with as dangerous a lineup as you will find in the majors on their own stomping grounds. Who knows what will happen in the Fall Classic? The Red Sox don't even know who their opponent will be yet, with the LA Dodgers and Milwaukee Brewers set to play Game 6 tonight in Milwaukee, with Hyun-Jin Ryu trying to punch LA's ticket to the series, and Wade Miley trying to force a Game 7 for the Brew Crew. But no matter who it is, the Red Sox will have home field advantage, and wrapping up the series in 5 games against Houston, avenging the loss, by the way, from last year's divisional series, also allows extra rest for Chris Sale to recover from his ailment and regain his strength because he is still the vital piece in the pitching rotation for Boston. It is a rosy picture right now for Red Sox fans, though. The team is playing for the World Series for the first time in 5 years, and for the 4th time in the past 15, 3 of those appearances resulted in victories, starting with the Demon exercising historic win in 2004. Another trophy this year would make a pretty nice Mount Rushmore for the 21st century Red Sox, a franchise that continues to define itself away from the soul-crushing losses that marked most of their efforts in the 20th century. In the NHL last night, the Boston Bruins got goals from David Krejci and David Pastrnak, but they lost their second straight game when Leon Draisaitl scored 37 seconds into overtime to give the Edmonton Oilers a 3-2 win, their third in a row, and a victory in their home opener. The Toronto Maple Leafs lost for just the second time this season, shut out 3-0 by the Pittsburgh Penguins. Evgeny Malkin scored twice for the Pens. There was Thursday night football as well, and the Denver Broncos returned two interceptions for touchdowns in routing the Arizona Cardinals 45-10. The UVM women's soccer team has already secured a playoff berth, but they were hoping to complete their first ever 5-win season against America East opponents. They had a chance. They were tied at 1 late in their contest against UMass Lowell last night. Alyssa Oviedo scored for the Catamounts, converting a header pass from Brooke Jenkins to knot the game at 1. That after UMass had taken a 1-goal lead just 6 minutes into the game. But the Riverhawks struck for the game winner in the 87th minute on a free kick goal by Rachel Morier, coming away with a 2-1 win to drop UVM's final regular season record to 6-8-3 overall. They went 4-3-1 in America East play. As for their playoff opponent, UVM will find out over the weekend who that will be. The America East Women's College Soccer Playoffs begin next Thursday.